All right, we're down to just a few groups. We talked about the Gentiles last week pretty extensively, okay? And I'm gonna go ahead and put them in as Gentiles that have not heard. Heard what? The gospel. And then you got them dividing into two groups, the sheeps and the goats. And both of those are Gentiles, and we got that out of Matthew 25. Okay? And make no mistake that the works that they do is in alignment with covenant of Genesis 12. Make no mistake that that's how from Genesis chapter 12 up until Paul's epistles that all Gentiles got saved. Is binding a Jew and blessing them. Period. And I want to give a couple more verses just to nail it down in your mind, but I think the proof has already been done. But let's go to Zechariah. And if you can't find Zechariah, you haven't been studying hard enough. No, I'm just kidding. Go to Matthew and back up toward the front. Two books. Zechariah 8. I might just add along with that. Do the sheep get eternal life? What is their blessing? He said, I'll bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse them that curse thee. So what do the sheep that get the blessing get?
They get to go into the kingdom.
They get to go into the kingdom. That reigning for 1,000 years. That's what they get. Does that guarantee them eternal life?
No.
No, it does not. So even though they're there, it isn't even the guarantee. Now, Deborah asked me before the thing, a very good question. She said, now, did I hear you right that once you're in the tribulation, you cannot get saved? That is true. You can't get saved by the gospel that we are now hearing. That's what the Left Behind series said and promoted. That guy's airline pilot and his daughter and the news reporter and all those people found some tapes and all that. No, if they have heard it and the rapture comes, they are damned. Boom. No hope. But had they never heard it, they would get a choice in the tribulation whether to bless the Jew or to curse the Jew. Y'all with me? And so that's very important. And their salvation, as we would say salvation, is really not salvation, would be this 1,000-year kingdom. Did that guarantee them eternal life?
No.
And so Zechariah 8 is talking about that. Look in Zechariah 8, 22. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men, 10, by the way, is the number of Gentiles. You may want to put that in your Bible there. 10 is the number of Gentiles. Shall take hold of all languages of the what? Nations. Even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Is God with everybody at that time? No. Who's he coming back for?
Israel.
And but it's the same story that you have in Ruth and Rahab. Look, I know your God's going to give you this land. Whatever you do, I'm hanging with you because I know God is with you. You all understand? That whole mentality holds through from Genesis all the way to the end of the Bible except for the parenthesis of grace. And only in that 85 pages in your Bible can a Gentile like you have justification. That's why churches that teach Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are confusing so many people. It's obvious if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that there would be no hope for Gentiles outside of blessing Israel. There's only three examples in your New Testament scriptures of Gentiles that have any hope. The Syrophoenician woman in Matthew 15, 22. The centurion servant in Luke chapter 7. And Cornelius of Acts chapter 10. Those are the only three examples of Gentiles in your Bible of any relationship with God. And it was all, this would not be true. Go to John. But you got to be able to put it all in perspective. Go to John 14, I believe it is. Yeah, verse 6. This would not have been true for a Gentile in this age. And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. But that wasn't true. That was only true of Jews. Very important. John 14, verse 6. And people use that all the time. Jesus is the way, the truth, you know, and on and on. Well, he is, but there was a thing standing in between Gentiles and God. There's God, there's the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's a thing called the nation of Israel. And they couldn't just approach Jesus Christ directly. They couldn't come up there and say, hey, have a conversation. The Syrophoenician woman tried. And what did he do? He answered her, I mean, basically crossed his hand and didn't say a thing to her. Well, guys, how do you teach that the church is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in that confusing state? I mean, people are going to churches right now, are loaded in the pews, and they're listening to a pastor that believes that somehow they're in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You don't think that? You're talking about confusing people? Deborah, how long were you confused? Tony, I wouldn't sit that close and say that kind of thing. She had, now you're backpedaling, that's the way to go. Do you all understand there'd be really no hope for you outside of Israel's hope? Everything would be tied to Israel. And you have examples in the Old Testament, who are they? Ruth and Rahab and on and on. All of them were, again, centered with Israel as the figure. So how come we're not teaching when we teach Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that the only way you could have hope is to bless a Jew? Now, you went to church all your life, didn't you? Did you ever hear that, Gene? Yet they read out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John like it was written to you. How about you, Jeff? You've been to church most of you. I mean, they teach Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hey, it's Jesus. We got to do what Jesus did. And you hear it over and over again. But when you get to the tribulation, you've got to understand the reason that these haven't heard, and you know they haven't heard, is why? They didn't go up in the rapture and they didn't go hell. You see what I'm saying? They go into the tribulation and they have a chance. Now, what happened if they had heard?
If they heard, they would.
How much chance? Zero. Give me a verse.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
2, verse
13, I believe.
Well, actually, before that, 10, 11, and 12. Right. But you would have found it there. So the point is that would not be possible. So if these go in and have hope, guess what we know about them? They never heard the gospel of the grace of God, and they haven't rejected it. Y'all understand? They go in, they haven't heard, because if they did, they wouldn't have any hope of becoming sheep. And the goats decide that they're not going to line up with Israel. They're not blessing them. They've heard that you have to bless them, but they refuse to bless them. And these people, by the way, are probably alive right now. That's my personal opinion. There are people on this planet who's never heard the gospel that will have that opportunity in going into the tribulation. We've evangelized pretty well. But still there will be some. How do I know? Because the Bible still has further on hope. Now, for the Jews to get through, we kind of went over this a little bit last week, but I want to go back. What Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is. What the whole scenario of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's a verse in Hosea that says, we're to prepare you to meet your Maker. And so in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, back here in the Old Testament, or what we'll call the Old Testament, there's the cross right there, Matthew through John, he is preparing 12 tribes and 12 nations to get into that kingdom. That's what he's doing. The whole preparatory time of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is really spent on a doctrine that will help them get through the tribulation period. Okay, that's what it's setting up. So then you got to start asking yourself, well, why did we believe it was written to us? Because someone with a doctor behind their name told us it was, and we believed him. We never questioned it, and we never tried it. But go to Matthew. Well, go to Matthew 3. I believe there are a few things for Jews to do that have to be done in order for them to get saved. One, they have to believe. Believe what? That Christ is the Son of God. They have to believe that. Do they believe that Christ died for their sins?
No.
When do they believe their sins are going to be forgiven?
When the fountain.
Give me a verse. Zechariah 13, verse 1. Acts 3:19, another one. Very good verse. Well, 27. 25 through 27, actually. Right. All of those prove that. So, they have to believe that Christ is the Son of God, but they're believing their redemption is at the Day of
Atonement.
Day of Atonement. Just like it was. Passover was offered way back over here. Day of Atonement's over there. That's how it was. How many months was in between those? 4 months. And in that period of time, we have the grace. Number two, they have to be what?
Baptized.
In what?
Water.
Baptism. Number three, they sell out. Someone else named one.
Have to take up
keep
their
the
cross.
Keep the commandment, someone said.
Have to take up their cross.
They have to follow Him. I'm going to write endure and then follow Him. Follow Christ. All right. You got to believe. You got to be baptized. You have to sell out. You have to keep the commandments, endure, and follow Christ. Follow Christ unto what?
Death.
Death. Very important. So that's kind of what we want to discuss tonight. These Jews are being told that where? In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, if that's to get a Jew through the tribulation, will it help a Gentile?
No.
What would help a Gentile get through the tribulation?
Go back
and bless a Jew.
Go back to
well, I don't hear any of that being taught today. And people are sitting with the pews full of people that are absolutely confused, and they're sitting there thinking somehow they're spiritual Israel, or they fit into the 12 tribes somehow, and they're confused. Well, guys, the key is in rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why we do what we do. Well, that's exactly what they believe. Exactly. They're part of spiritual Israel. Matthew chapter 3, I just want to, verse 2, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at what? So they're to repent. Did I put repentance up there? Repentance should be on that list too. And then they have to be baptized. Look in verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Well, the fire is not a good thing, boys and girls. The fire is explained in verse 12, whose fan is in his hand. That's not like a baseball fan or a ceiling fan, it's a winnowing fan. And that winnowing fan is to separate the wheat from the chaff. He is going to come in and divide Israel. Here they are, this is the what, and this is the what. You got it? That's what he's doing. He is preparing them for a division of those that are true Israel and those that are fake Israel. That's what the tribulation is all about. The tribulation is to divide Israel so that they know which ones are good and which ones are bad. Which one are wheat and which ones are chaff. Y'all with me? It is Jacob's trouble. It is not the Gentiles' trouble. The whole idea of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not to get you saved. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is to separate the wheat from the chaff, and it's happening from the very get-go. In fact, here in Matthew chapter 3, even before Jesus comes on the scene, there's separation. Look, if you will, in verse 7. But he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism. And he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. He's separating them. There's a whole group of people that were baptized. Go to Mark 16. Go to Mark 16. And look, if you will, in verse 16. Mark 16, verse 16. Now watch this. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What happens if you're not baptized? Why? What does that prove? Yeah, it's again, separation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be... Well, what's the opposite? He that believeth not and is not baptized shall be what? It's a separation, guys. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John isn't a uniter. It isn't trying to prepare the Gentiles for the blood of Jesus Christ. It is preparing Israel to either become wheat or chaff. That's all it's doing. And the preparatory of the 12 is to make sure these people understand what the difference is. Y'all understand? They don't believe that Jesus Christ died for their sins. They believe a fountain's going to be opened for the house of David. They believe in that Old Testament prophecy, which is going to become true. Right? Y'all understand? It is going to come true. And yet there are some Jews that won't make it. How do I know? Hey, they won't get baptized. You know what? They don't believe it. They don't believe it.
Those Pharisees and Sadducees, they didn't
get it. And that's the point of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. People go, oh, you that are heavy laden, you know, and try to get you to, oh, that's garbage. You've just been eating trash. Someone's been feeding you garbage. It ain't true. Say it ain't so, Joe. Yes.
The fruit that John said, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. So the fruit would have been, I believe Jesus Christ is the
absolutely.
God. They would have
been baptized,
sold out. They would have did all the works necessary for them to get through the tribulation.
Exactly. Exactly. So again, believe. I forgot to put repent, so I'm going to add that one up. What were they to repent of? Sin?
No.
No. You're right. It is not sin. It is what?
Unbelief.
All right. You got it?
The fruit would have been the words that would have come out of the mouth that said, I believe that Jesus Christ. And then
they would have been baptized. Absolutely. But can you repent? Can you believe? Can you be baptized and skip one of these?
No.
And he told them to sell out. Look again. Go to Matthew chapter 6. I never hear this taught in the churches. You know? And yet people go there and they read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John regularly. If you told them to go to Philemon, they'd have to turn to the book, the front index and find out where it is. I promise you that's the case. If you tried to tell them go to Ephesians, they'd have to hunt the thing down. Now, I know because I grew up in a Methodist home. I could find Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but I knew nothing about this Bible. And what I knew about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was what just told me I couldn't have found it in the Word of God. I mean, I was under the delusion that cleanliness was next to godliness. I thought that was Scripture. I thought that too. God would help them that would help them. Come on. Matthew 6, verse 19. He says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal and all. For where your heart is, there will your heart be also. Boy, isn't that very important? Well, if your treasure is here on earth, and guess what you're going to do to it? You're going to hang on. Well, that's going to be a very important thing here in the future. Remember, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is preparing Israel to go through the tribulation period, and money is going to become an issue about halfway through. It's going to become a big deal. Big deal. Why would Jesus tell them to sell out? Hey, all he's trying to do is the ones that will sell out will get in. And the ones that don't sell out ain't going to make it. See, I never heard, you know what, I've been to preaching after preaching on this verse, and they make it sound like it applies to you, don't they? Well, guys, then you have a better sense of it than the 12 apostles who actually walked with Jesus, because they literally did sell out. Now, before we go there, I want to hit one more verse on the selling out. Luke chapter 12. Remember that during Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, during this period of time, Jesus is preparing the 12 men to get the 12 tribes of Israel through the tribulation. Luke chapter 12, verse 31. Let's just start there. But seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you what? Well, he just told you where your money is, and where your things are is your heart. And you know that's true today? I mean, we're very protectionism over our stuff. Don't touch it, it's my stuff. But it isn't about just protectionism. It's about a doctrine. He says, sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, or treasure in heaven that faileth not, where no thief approaches nor moth corrupteth. Where your treasure is, there will be your heart. What do you want to have there? Matthew 6, verse 19. I bet you would like to write that in your Bible right there. You'll look intelligent. Matthew 6, verse 19. Likewise, on and on. I'm going to get down just a little bit here. The cell that you have. Now, he told him not to worry about eating and stuff in 24 through, or clothing, right? He said, God knows you have need of it. He'll provide, right? Well, how is he going to provide for that? Matthew 25, you want to go up to where he says, consider the ravens, they need to sow and reap, and God, how much more, God feedeth them, how much more are you better than the fowl? You need to put Matthew 25, 31 through the end of the chapter. Matthew 25, right by verse 24 there. Luke 12, verse 24. No, 24. Matthew 25, 31 through the end of the chapter. Very important. Why? How do they get fed? Gentiles, bless them. How do they get clothed? Gentiles, bless them. Who is it? The sheep. Y'all getting the picture? They don't have any worry. Why? God has some Gentiles that are going to take care of the Jews. Sheep are obedient. They hear that God's going to save Israel. Who's an example of that? Ruth and Rahab, right? You can go back in the Old Testament and find them. In Ruth, she says to Naomi, your God is my God. Where you go, I go. And that kind of attitude is when they hear the gospel preached, and the gospel will be preached in all the world, right? Why? Where are the Jews? They're all in the world. And when Gentiles hear that these people are going to be hurting and things, they know they have to find a way of blessing them. Y'all with me? Have I lost you, Jeff? What, there are, our nation is blessing Israel. Why? It's not too far away. Telling them, hang tight. It is definitely getting closer. So sell out and look in Acts chapter 2. The guys that are the closest didn't think it was spiritual. They thought it was literal. Well, guess what? I believe it's literal too. Go to Acts chapter 2 and read with me in verse 44. This stuff is so good, guys. You're not. People are ignorant of this Bible. Don't you be ignorant. Let other people be ignorant, but not you. Hey, listen, Barry doesn't know it all, but bless God, this Bible is perfect. The doctrine doesn't change. Yeah, we're going to get to them in just a second. You're right.
I mean, I want to make the rest of it spiritual, right?
44, Acts 2, verse 44. And all that believed, how would we know they were believers?
They were so well baptized.
They got baptized for sure, right? Were together and had all things common. Why? Verse 45. And sold their possessions and good and parted them to all men as every man had need. Did they sell out their possessions?
Yes.
Write this by there. Matthew 6, verse 19. Luke chapter 12, verse 33. You'll look intelligent, I'm telling you. Luke 12, verse 33. Matthew 19, verse 17 would be good too. Acts 5, what?
Matthew 12:33.
You do? Matthew 12? It should be Mark 12, verse 33. Or Luke chapter 12. Luke, L-L-K. Now, you also want Acts chapter 4, verse 31, through the end of the chapter. Acts chapter 4, 31, and you turn there next. Now, what's the big deal about selling out? Remember, what is the whole doctrine of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Separating the wheat? That's it. No, not the sheep from the goats. That's the Gentiles. Yeah, but that's the common teaching, is that the sheep are Israel, the goats are Gentiles. That's the basic truth, but that is not true. We know that in Matthew 25.
That's at the time of the second coming, which
is coming. Yes, absolutely. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, and they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they all spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitudes of them that believed were of one heart and one soul, Neither said any of them that the aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45, right there. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands and houses, help me, sold them, and brought the price of the things which were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according as he had need. Did they believe in literally selling out?
Yes.
Go to Matthew 24 now. Go to Matthew 24. Why would they have sold out? Matthew 24. We know that he instructed them to. How do we know? How do we know he instructed them? Matthew 6:19. Luke chapter 12, verse 33. Matthew 19, verse 17. And they actually did it in Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45 and Acts chapter 4. That's how we know. That's not a guess. I know. I got the verse and chapter where that happened. I know. It isn't a guessing game, boys and girls. It is the reality of what is in the Word of God, period. It's not going to be changed for you or me. That's the doctrine. That's why I know. Now, why they did that is in Acts chapter 24. And Acts chapter 24 didn't have anything to do with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It had to do with what? The tribulation. You got it? No, Matthew 24. Did I say Acts?
Yes, sir.
Who got Matthew 24? Raise your hand. Half the class got it. The other half misheard me. The reason they're doing it in Acts is the tribulation. Matthew 24 is the answer, though.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Y'all don't turn on me so easy, okay? God knows my heart. And he just goes like this. Verse 13, Matthew 24. 13. Matthew 24, 13. William just messing with me. All right, here we go. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. What happens if you don't endure? You're not going to be saved. Again, what does that insinuate?
What does he mean about endure?
I'm going to get to that in just a second. But again, what does that do? Separate we from chaff. If you don't endure, what are you?
Chaff.
If you endure?
Wheat.
I mean, that's what the whole book of Matthew, the fables and the tares and the wheat. Come on, the whole story is about this separation of wheat. It has nothing to do with you.
Save the wheat.
See, this is when, you know, Terry's been playing too much wheat.
No, actually, yeah.
The wheat goes in. Now watch this. Verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. For salvation for all nations. That is you need to underline that word. That is so prudent of you to do that. Why did he not say for salvation of all nations? It won't be, and even the Gentiles that hear it don't get saved. Y'all with me?
No way. We better watch that guy.
That's all they do. And then shall the end come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, why do we read Daniel chapter 9? So we'll know all about this. That's what this whole thing is a discussion about.
Yeah, they're going to have that unction thing.
But listen, they don't need the unction here. They can go back and read Daniel.
No, I mean the Gentiles will see them. Wow, they've got the unction.
No doubt.
They've got the word.
Yes.
They can speak it just like
unbelievable.
Without a doubt.
So when they shall see the abomination of desolation. Now, getting into it, it's in the middle of the tribulation. And you may want to put 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, there by your passage. Stand in the holy place. You should have 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea do what?
Flee
into the mountains. And let him which is on the housetop not come down and take anything out of his house. Well, if you haven't sold your possession, what are you going to do? You're going to load them up, guys. You're going to take your SUVs and your Humvees and your Toyota something and load it up. You're going to grab your cell phone and... Y'all understand, if you were a Jew, the temptation would be to come down off the rooftop and grab stuff out of your house. Y'all understand?
Run by the ATM machine.
Run by the ATM. We got to get some cash. Come on, that is going to happen. Don't you understand? And again, what happens? If you hesitate, you're ending up being what? Chaff. You're not going to be the wheat. I mean, that's a separation, isn't it?
Wouldn't that be a kind of a type of lot?
Yeah, it would be lot. That's exactly right. I mean, why do you think Lot was in the Bible, guys? Why do you think God put Ananias and Sapphira in the Bible? As an example, so you wouldn't doubt in your mind one iota what's really happening. What did Lot do? His wife looked back. When they were running out, she turned back to look back at what she had.
Right.
Man, you don't listen. You've got to flee. So all of those antitypes and types in the Old Testament are telling us the story that we're reading here.
Right.
And people say, "I don't understand the Bible." It's because you don't rightly divide the Bible. You've never understood it.
Right.
You've been confused your whole life, or you don't want to believe it.
Right.
So he said, "Neither let them which are in the field," in verse 18. Come, return back to take his clothes. You had to get out. Time to flee. Go to Acts chapter 5. Going to them that are with child?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad time. Because they're not going to have any food or clothes, and that baby's going to have a rough time, boys and girls.
Okay.
You know, I mean, listen.
If the woman ain't got food, how's she going to provide the milk?
Well,
through her breast, obviously.
No, I'm saying, but if she's not healthy...
Oh, well, no, then that's part of the problem.
Yeah,
and so what has God done? Elijah was out in the wilderness. What did God do? Send ravens to feed them.
Right.
Guess what? That's what the sheep are for.
Right.
They're going to bless the wheat when they're in time.
And actually, they're being sent.
When the Beatles have a song time. When you come in times of trouble, Mother Mary come. That's not true. Some sheep will come to me, feeding me and clothing me. You understand? That's what's going to happen. It ain't going to be Mother Mary. It's going to be sheep. And God had planted those Gentiles that will hear that message, that will bless them. Yes.
But won't they think that not fleeing is will protect their... They will get their needs from...
Their materials.
Material needs by staying.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they think they're... Listen, they're not trusting in the Lord. They're trusting in their riches.
They saw the abomination of desolation.
That's right. Listen, if you don't flee and just get out and start going to the mountains, you're gonna lose it. And let me tell you, there will be many that will. They won't flee. They want their stuff. Where their heart is... There will, you know, where their treasure is, there will their heart be also. I mean, the whole idea is, listen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John isn't telling you that because of some money. Bless God, the Gentiles got to have some money to help bless the Jew.
That's right.
Carlton, aren't you glad you're here, brother? You all understand how big a deal we're talking about? And so, Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Yes, Hannah.
When you were talking about the sheep, bless you with wheat, and
then we're going to
bless you with wool.
Oh, well, that's a good illustration. That's good. Sheep's fine. Wool and sheep make clothing. Bring your shears. Verse 1, Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, and with Sapphira as his wife, sold a possession. Do you think these people were baptized?
Yes.
Do you think they believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God?
Yes.
Yes. Do you believe that they thought this deal was going to happen?
Yes.
Oh, yes. But they kept back part of the price. What happened?
Just in case.
Yeah. Outside of disobedience.
Well, it's disobedience, but it's also what?
Unbelief.
It's unbelief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why, if they believe God, I mean, didn't they hear in Luke chapter 12? Hey, consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap, neither have storehouses or barn. God feedeth them, how much more are you better than the fowl?
You
And you that are that think one could add one cubic to yourself? I mean, the whole thing, they should have said, I'm trusting the Lord.
It obviously keeps going back to that thing about, of course, there's so many applications, but King Saul, what meaneth then this bleeding of the sheep? You know, still got your possessions and things that you're covetous for, and not. I've obeyed the voice of the Lord.
Exactly, and he hadn't.
And they did. They probably believed that they were actually.
He is comparing 1 Samuel 15, well, all the way from the beginning down to 22 or 23, and that's again another illustration given in the Old Testament of this doctrine. People say, "I don't understand the Bible." It's because you don't want to understand the Bible. God's trying to tell you. God's been trying to tell you all along. Listen, if a dumb guy like me who has dyslexia and ADD can get it, bless God, you can get it. Amen? And you know, all you've got to understand is that there are some Gentiles that have not heard that are going to turn these weeks on to food and to a drink and to meat and to clothing and all in all, like in Matthew 25. But you know what I know about Ananias and Sapphira? They didn't believe that. They were already condemned. See, John 3:18 says, he that believeth not is condemned already. You know why? Hey, you're going to have to trust the Lord on these things. You're going to have to go into that wilderness believing God. You can't hold on to your money. And they gave a lot. They probably gave 90%. We'll just keep a little bit in our pocket. Just a little bit. Now look what happened.
Mary, is what they did, was that blasphemy? Lying to the Holy Ghost?
I don't know that it would be totally blasphemy. Well, when they did lie, that was blasphemy. But keeping that part of the price was just unbelief.
But yes. There was no forgiveness.
Yeah, if they'd have said, yes, we did keep it back, they probably could have gone on.
God wouldn't know. God wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah. But you all understand? The keeping of the money is what? Unbelief. Lying to Peter about the money is probably blasphemy. Y'all with me? All right, let's try it again. Verse 2. And kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part, and laid it at the apostles' feet. And this is where it gets ugly. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price? Well, how did he know?
Holy Ghost.
He said, take no thought for what you shall speak. It'll be given to you that same hour. The Holy Ghost knew that man's heart and told Peter, and Peter knew.
Right.
Y'all understand? Guys, listen, this stuff is so real. Gene, are you getting this? This is exciting stuff. You can't make mistakes doing this.
No.
And let me tell you, you go to churches, your parents are in churches, your brothers and sisters are in churches that are teaching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You need to get them to flee. You got to get them out of there. This isn't something that we're playing with. It's for life, guys. It's for keeps. It's a big deal. All right, turn to your Bible in Matthew. We're going to talk about the Beatitudes. And they have no idea what doctrine they're teaching. I'm telling you, this isn't a game to me, guys. Watch. So he lied about thing, and they put a certain part down. While it remained, verse 4, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? And thou hast lied unto men. You have not lied unto men, but unto God. And that's what Mac was talking about right there would be the blasphemy. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. He died.
Right.
You think they're not playing? Hey, folks, this isn't a play game.
There was no forgiveness for that. They had no hope after they lied.
Well, where did Peter get that? Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Y'all understand? They were given authority. Why? They had the unction. Yeah. That unction was in everybody that they listen, if you, somebody really had the Holy Spirit, they could walk up and tell you your sins to the degree. Just like here, they knew exactly the amount of money they kept back. They thought they were getting away with it. Why? Nobody knew. It was Ananias and Sapphira. Then no one else knew. Yet God knew. And God and the Holy Spirit are one. And the Holy Spirit is indwelling in Peter. And Peter realizes when they lay the money down, and Peter kind of gave them a chance.
Well, God gave Israel a chance, and they blasphemed the Holy Ghost when they stoned Stephen.
Absolutely.
kind of the same.
It is, but I'm trying to micro, not macro. I'm trying to bring it down to defining moments. They're both true. What are they doing? They're separating the wheat from the chaff. That's what they're doing, guys. So think of your parents, think of your friends in the churches that are listening to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John have no idea that really what the books are about are separating the wheat from the chaff, which they're not in either.
No.
I mean, that Matthew chapter 10 he's quoting. Sell out. Was water baptism required?
Yes.
Yes. How about if you did that and you sold out but you weren't water baptized? Still can't get in. You have to fulfill the list. And when will they know that? Hey, when it comes down to it, who's who will come become obvious. What's going to happen to the wheat? Here's the idea. They're going to die.
And there's a,
just like a live wheat branch, a sickle's going to come in to harvest them up, and they have to die in order to be born again from the dead. Y'all with me? That's where the term is. The wheat will have... The chaff don't have to die. It's part of the wheat. And what do? They separate it out.
The chaff is already damned anyway.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. If it's still a separation, but the living thing has to die. That's why he said, come and follow me. Why? Go to Matthew chapter 10. Are y'all getting this picture? I mean, if people would get a hold of this stuff, rightly dividing wouldn't be that hard. It is a big deal, guys. Where did I tell you? That's good. Go to 38. Matthew 10, 38. I just want to make sure I didn't say Acts. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall what?
Lose it.
And he that loseth his life for my sake shall what? Now, that enduring. Remember Jeff asking that? I'm now going to answer Jeff's question about the enduring. Now, what I do want you to notice is that it died. You see that? But Jesus is, again, the typology of this. Did he die?
Yes.
Did he live again?
Yes.
That should bring about faith through the power of the resurrection. What is the gospel of circumcision? Or the gospel of God? That Jesus Christ is the Son of God by resurrection of the dead. You got that?
Yes.
And guys, in this picture, this room ought to be full. Literally ought to be full. Hey, you ought to drag them here. Say they don't like you very much. Well, that's true of a lot of people. Let me tell you what, though. You can guarantee that you're going to get some Bible here that you will understand when you walk out that door. You will not be confused. So, he that findeth his life. How do you think somebody over here will find his life?
Taking a mark.
Will they kill them then?
No.
No, but guess what happens? They're going to be... Chaff. They take the mark. They refuse the mark. Guess what? They die. All right, now to the enduring. And by the way, how many here has gone to churches that taught Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Raise your hand. How many has ever heard this at those churches? Not, I mean, just one time heard that. Isn't that weird?
You always get grabbed in this.
It's weird, isn't it?
I've always heard I was going to walk on the streets of gold.
You probably will. All right, Revelation 2. Revelation 2, verse 10. Well, let me start in verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. Why are they broke?
Sold out.
You know what I'd have there? Matthew 6, verse 19. What?
Luke 12.
Luke 12, verse 33. 24 through 33 would go there.
I thought I had it wrong.
No. And Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45. Matthew 19, verse 16 and 17. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45, right there. And the other one is Matthew 4, verse 31 through 36. Now, why were they poor?
Sold out.
They sold out. How do we know? Matthew 6, verse 19, you got the verses. You know why they sold out. Why did they sell out? Because if they come down and take anything out of their house, what's going to happen? They're going to get caught in it. Don't come back out of the field and return to get anything out of your house. Flee into the mountains. You understand? Verse 9 again. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of what?
Satan.
They look like, how do we know that they're of Satan? They've taken the mark.
Ananias and Sapphira.
They then fell out. They weren't baptized.
Right.
You all understand?
No.
You'll know. Now watch. Verse 10. And none of these things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto
death.
What does enduring unto the end mean? You go faithful unto death. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 and 39 is what you need in your Bible right there. We're going to turn there next. 10, 38 and 39, where we were just at. Be thou faithful unto death, you die, and I will give thee a crown of what?
Life.
You're going to have life. You die, I'll give you life. You don't die, you're not faithful unto the end, you don't endure unto the end, you won't be saved. And by the way, will they be the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek?
Yes.
What's the difference between Melchizedek and Aaron and the boys?
He's forever.
Or the Levitical priesthood, I meant. Yeah. Melchizedek's priesthood is eternal. How do they have to be eternal? They have to die.
Be born again.
And be born again. All the doctrine that Baptists and all these other churches use these terms are incorrect for you. Why? What are you? Are you born again?
No.
You're a new creature in Christ.
Since you're in this section of Revelation, are these seven churches? I always thought these were
Gentile churches.
Yeah.
Yes. They are not Gentile churches. They may have Gentiles in them, but they're part of this network right here.
Jews have not. Jews. It could be Jews that have heard and some Jews that have not heard.
Yeah, that is true. Well, now, the Jews that heard and rejected will what? Be sent a strong delusion that they'll believe the lie.
Right.
Only the ones we're talking about have not heard.
Right.
Why? Had they heard the gospel of the grace of God, if they're Jew or Gentile, it doesn't matter. If they rejected, they're what? Damned. Got it? Now, go back to Matthew chapter 10, and we'll try to end here real quick. Now, I think I'm going to need one more week on this, because I want to deal with the Old Testament saints a little bit and finish this up. Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. He that findeth his life, what? And he that loses his life, and you should have Revelation 2, verse 10, right there in your Bible. And Matthew 24, verse 13. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Revelation 2:10 right there, right by verse 39. The other one is Matthew 24, verse 13. Revelation 2, verse 10, where we were. All right, now let's go back over a little bit. There are Jews that have not heard and Gentiles that have not heard. Amen? They go in the tribulation. Yet the Jews get separated. Wheat, chaff. What happens to the chaff? Give me a verse. Matthew 3, verse 11 and 12. Okay? They're going to be burned with what? Unquenchable fire. The only place that I know that is unquenchable fire is in...
Revelation.
Is in, it will be in Revelation, but ultimately Isaiah 66, verse 24. Where the fire burneth not. It's the lake of fire, as in Revelation 20. I'm not sure what verse, 19 or 20, something like that. And then you have the Gentiles that had not heard. Had they heard it, they would have either gone up in the rapture, gone down, or been damned when they came in, right? These have not heard it. They get split into sheep and goats. What do the sheep do? They bless, as in Matthew 25. You know, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee, and when, you know, on and on. That's the sheep. The goats don't believe that malarkey. They curse and they hang on to theirs, and guess what? They're damned. Yes.
Okay. In Revelation 2:10, when it says the devil shall cast some of you into prison, is it saying like the Antichrist throwing people on earth into prison?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. But be thou faithful unto death. The other versions of the Bible say until death. Now you got to be faithful all the way through the death. And what is it going to give you? you will be born again.
True.
So, following Christ, what does that mean?
Death.
In death. Enduring. Unto death.
Right.
Keeping the commandments. I didn't even get to that, but just know that that's an important part. Sell out. We talked about that pretty extensively. Water baptism. We covered in baptism before, so I didn't spend a lot of time on that. If you do, we have that series pretty much, I think, up on the internet on baptism. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They did not believe that He died for their sins and believe the gospel of Christ. Had they believed the gospel of Christ, they would have gone up in the rapture or the catching out or catching up. All those work okay with me. Any question? Now, how many got something out of tonight? Is the pieces of the puzzle starting to come together just a little bit more? Every time we discuss it, eventually we'll know where everybody's gone and what they heard, what they did, what they believed, and why they did it, and what they did. And then once you got that, all you have to do is say, where am I?
Why am I there? I'll be.
Barry, there were Jews that heard both Gospels, right?
Say that again. Explain.
There were Jews that maybe heard Peter and somehow heard Paul and believed the gospel.
If they did, they would be in the body.
They'd be in the rapture.
They received the gospel of Christ. They're saved inside that body. Remember, what is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Preparing a nation to get through the tribulation.
Right.
He's trying to tell them what's going to make them wheat
right.
and what's going to make them chaff. I mean, the whole book is about separation. He said, I didn't come to the... Hey, he's going to turn family against family. He ain't there to make United Airline deals. No way. He's separating them.
But Jews that were living and that heard the gospel of Christ, they might have heard the gospel of God and the gospel of the kingdom. Is that true?
Yeah, I think the example of that is in Acts chapter 19 when he finds those 12 disciples that all they'd heard was the baptism of John.
That's the gospel of the kingdom.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely, and he seemed to have converted them over to Christ. Absolutely. But once you've heard the gospel of Christ, can you go back?
No.
Now, why is there a tribulation?
We're going to get into that a little bit, but why there is a tribulation is to purify and bring through Israel.
Right.
It's all about Israel. It's about separation. It's about finding who is and who ain't. And it's not for the Gentiles, it's for Israel. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble, and we're going to deal with that right after I get done with all the people. We haven't even talked about these down here. We'll talk about them next week, and then we'll start to deal with what actually happens in the tribulation and why we're not even involved. Do you realize in 13 books that your Apostle Paul not one single time, not one time prepared you to go through the tribulation? Isn't that a little weird? Not one time. He never said, go find a Jew and bless him. He did say we're not appointed to wrath. Three times.
Well, he said they were enemies for Ireland.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's a common thing. Well, guys, you can't have it both ways. You know what that tells me right there? There are at least two Gospels in the Bible. The Gospel that saves during the time before the rapture and the Gospel during the tribulation. Now, you have to rightly divide. Otherwise, the whole Bible should have ended right here. Those that go saved up, one that are lost, go down.
I bet you there's probably really about 13
what?
Gospels.
Well, I don't know. But I mean, you know, the thing is that there is more than two. I mean, we've got six or seven inside Paul's gospel, back on top.
Bible. I mean,
there are 12 in the New Testament that I can name. Right now on the top of my head.
Well, Noah, I mean...
Yeah, but I'm just saying New Testament.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of Gospels, but there's just, I mean, you don't have to go that complicated. I'm trying to keep it simple. If there was only one Gospel, it would have ended right here. There would have been no need for any of that out there at all.
Well, the reason I say that is, you know, some hard-headed, you know...
Yeah, but they're hard-headed, keep it simple. Let them stumble over the basics. Why would God allow these people to even live out there if they were all going to be damned? There'd be no hope. I mean, keep it simple. You're not going to confuse a dumb person with more facts.
You'll
end up being dumb like they are. You know, foolish and vain. Just stay away from it.
Believing in a rapture.
What?
See, I was raised not believing in a rapture, so that you have to then combine all of it together and spiritualize all of it.
To make it fit.
To make it all fit.
That's right. You do have to do that. Well, I mean, but isn't that the point? Is keeping this thing simple. How many are confused now? You guys getting less confused? But that's why we're at Bible study. Hope you guys enjoyed it on the internet. Hope you guys enjoyed it here. I'm done.